Thanks for joining us as we prepare for Christmas. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And he went there to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. When you think of Jesus, you got to think no breaks. The decree could have not have come at a worse time. Mary was in her last days of pregnancy. The 70-mile trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem was over rough terrain, challenging to say the least. They arrived just in time. Jesus, he had no breaks. And there was no room. Joseph and Mary were not the only ones who made the trip to register. The city was swarming with people. Every possible place to sleep was taken. They had to settle for a barn, a place where animals were kept. And for Jesus, there were no advantages. He was born in a little village to an unwed mother from a backwoods town and placed in a feeding bin. The word was out that he was an illegitimate child. Not quite the start you'd expect for the King of Kings. God tiptoed quietly into humanity, the Creator in a cradle, the wonderful Counselor wrapped in cloth, the mighty God placed in a manger, the everlasting Father in flesh, the Prince of Peace in a world of sin. But Jesus came as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. On the cross, he paid sin's penalty once and for all. He brought us back from sin's slavery. He freed us from sin's prison. Here's a question. Have you trusted in Jesus Christ alone as the Lamb of God who paid the penalty for your sin? Have you trusted in Jesus as the only one who can place you into an eternal relationship with God? You cannot save yourself. Only Jesus can save you. So trust him completely to take you through this life and then one day carry you home. Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus. Today I trust in him alone as the only way to have a relationship with you. Please forgive my sins and accept me as your child. I desire to be a follower of Jesus, and I pray in his name. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, I'd love for you to let me know. You can email me, ronmoore@ronmoore.org, ronmoore@ronmoore.org.